Here's another question about the World Trade Center. Will it actually get rebuilt according to plan? And if so, when? Today, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which owns the property, and Larry Silverstein, the developer of the site, faced a court-ordered deadline. Either come up with a compromise on finances and a construction schedule, or put it to arbitration. At the end of the day, they announced that they were asking the court for more time to reach a resolution. Paul Goldberger, the architecture critic of The New Yorker, wrote Up From Zero, Politics, Architecture, and the Rebuilding of New York. He gave us this update on what is underway at Ground Zero.
Well, what's being built now is the first of what eventually may be five office towers. The building that Governor Pataki dubbed the Freedom Tower early on, now they're just trying to call it One World Trade Center. And then some of the sort of ancillary things. The memorial, which, of course, to many people is far more important than the office tower, is going ahead, and a couple of related buildings to it. And there is some progress on some of the cultural facilities, although not as much as a lot of people would have liked. The main thing, though, that's been built over the last few years has been a huge underground infrastructure. So there's been an enormous amount of work done that nobody will ever see way below ground.
And if, in fact, there is an agreement on a construction schedule and the whole plan, what in the end will be built on this site if the plan is followed?
Well, one thing that disappoints me about the plan is what will be built is not going to be all that different in terms of its use from what was there before 9/11. It's mostly offices. The memorial that's being added is kind of a little bit of a frill or icing on the cake, as it were. But the cake itself is pretty much the same as what was there before, just in a different configuration, a different shape cake, let's say. But it's the same thing, which is to say 10 million square feet of office space, which a lot of people, myself included, have not felt is necessarily what Lower Manhattan really needs.
And the hang-up here is really financing. Who's going to pay for this project?
Right now, that is the hang-up. But the reason we have that hang-up connects very closely to the problems with that plan in the first place. No financing agency, no financing institution is that eager to put out the money to build office towers for which there is no real demand. That's why they're not having an easy time financing them privately and why Larry Silverstein wants the Port Authority to put up the money itself.
And the Port Authority says, we have other things to do, you put up the money.
The Port Authority says, you know, we own the land, we may have built the original World Trade Center, but we really wanted to get out of the office building business. What money we have, we should be putting into fixing bridges and tunnels and things like that, which is, I have to say, not a bad position.
And the battle is joined. Mayor Bloomberg says Port Authority should loosen up and finance it some more. New York Times editorialized against them doing that. And
yes.
There are politicians and labor unions on all sides of this thing, I guess.
Well, you know, there's a reason that I called my book about the rebuilding of Ground Zero. Originally, the subtitle was going to be Architecture, Politics, and the Rebuilding of New York. And the only change the editors made was to say, I think we should reverse the wording in the subtitle and call it Politics, Architecture, and the Rebuilding of New York, because it's mostly a story of politics. Sadly, 9 years later, that's still the case. The only good side of all of this, I must say, is that, you know, in the years immediately after 9/11, we all felt the entire future of New York would rise or fall on what happened at Ground Zero. In fact, these 16 acres turned out not to affect the city quite as much as we thought. New York came back after 9/11 in a pretty healthy way, in spite of that 16-acre problem in the middle that remains such a serious problem.
Well, Paul Goldberger, thank you so much for talking with us about it.
Thank you.
Paul Goldberger of The New Yorker is also the author of Up From Zero, Politics, Architecture, and the Rebuilding of New York.